Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night's divisional showdown with Buffalo.
How important do you think, people always talk about when the weather gets cold, gets a little windier, the reliance on the running game. How important do you think having a strong running game can impact the game when weather is a factor?
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, you can't control a game if you can't run it anyway. So having a strong running game, especially when the conditions go a certain way, especially with wind, certainly gives you a leg up.
Other reports that you're taking head coach interviews today and tomorrow. When Ravens fans see that, they panic about, is he focused on another job or is he focused here? Just what's your response to those worries or concerns that fans have when they see these things?
Well, first of all, I'll just say this. As I said last week, it's a compliment to this organization, our players and our coaches, that other organizations have an interest in myself or any of our coaches. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, that's how it goes. Any of the work that I needed to do for any interviews that were going to come up during the season, I did in the offseason. So all of my focus last week was on the Steelers, and all my focus this week is on the Bills. I love the job I have. I mean, I really do. And I've got a great job here. And, so everything, the way the system is set up is unfortunate, but it is what it is. And but I'm excited to play the Bills. That's where my mind's at.
Speaking of which, you said that the system's what it is. Would you prefer that an NFL change occurred or a rule change occurred that these interviews for offensive coordinators and head coaches would occur in the offseason or after the Super Bowl rather than in the midst of the playoffs?
I don't think there's an easy way or they'd already be doing it. I mean, it is what it is. It's like trying to figure out things that they've been trying to figure it out. There's no easy way. There's no easy solution. So it is what it is.
Todd, the success that you had against them in week four, how much applicability is there to whatever might happen on Sunday?
I mean, it's week to week. I mean, we're going to have to play well Sunday night, and I anticipate we will. What we did or how we did it, whatever that was 13 weeks ago, 14 weeks ago, we're all looking at the same tape. We're looking at that same tape, what we did well, what we didn't do well, anticipating how they react to what we've been doing lately, because we're a different team now than we were then in terms of how we attack people, our personnel, who we have, who we'll have Sunday night. So ultimately, for both teams, it's going to come down to what they do well, irrespective of what that game was 13, 14 weeks ago. What we do well, what they do well, because when you're really good, you have tendencies. You just do. You just do. You got to do what you do well and do it better than they do it.
Coach, how much, if any, will the weather play a factor in your offensive scheme and maybe a benefit for you guys?
I don't know if it's a benefit or not. I don't. Our game planning has gone in knowing that it's going to be cold, knowing that there's a chance for snow or wind. Ultimately, it doesn't change a lot.
Todd, we've seen the run game continue to evolve throughout the season, but you guys have utilized the sixth offensive lineman a lot in recent weeks. What's gone into that, and what have you thought of the success of that?
Some of it started, when Charlie was out. So that was the initial part of it. We've used it on the goal line. We've used it down there. It evolved a little bit with Charlie out. And then, as you get further into the season and you want to be able to run it, the ability to use an extra lineman is facilitated by being able to run the football, be ahead of the chains, and be winning. That's a fact. It's any part of your run game is a byproduct of continuing to be able to play with physicality, be able to run it, and that's going to give you other opportunities. But I think Josh's done a great job when he's been in.
Todd, in the read option plays that you guys ran this past weekend, it seemed like one of the things the Steelers really struggled with was just reading Lamar's sort of late pulls or late handoffs. How hard is it for the running backs to develop the chemistry with Lamar on those mesh points to kind of
create that deceptiveness and make it for the defense?
Done a great job. Coaches have done a great job with that. Has not been an issue, as we know it can be, you know. And they changed up what their decision was. You know, in the past we've played them, they've taken the ball out of Lamar's hands. I mean, they've done that, you know. Not all the time, but that's been a major focus of them. And then this game, it was a little more of like, okay, how are we going to play squeeze scrape? We're going to utilize a safety as the, you know, as the extra tackler on Lamar. And he did a great job, and the guys in the backfield did a great job.
You had the number one rushing attack, I think, pretty much for most of the year. After the bye, it seemed like, especially Derek's production, even ratcheted up even more than it. Was there something coming out of the bye that you guys said, hey, let's have an increase even more focus? Or is that not really happening?
Maybe a few things. I wouldn't say that the focus of, you know, getting the ball to Derek was that way. There's a few things we're doing differently. There's a few concepts, same in the pass game, that you get to look at over the bye week, which we did, like most teams do, and take a look at yourself, look at others. Okay, what can we incorporate as we go down the stretch here? It's the nice thing about having the late bye. But we've also been winning. And when you're winning and you're ahead, I mean, that's a byproduct. That's a byproduct of buying more opportunities. Your physicality, really good on early downs, and winning allows for us to run the football.
Along those lines, we've seen this run game evolve where you can like pair gap and zone concepts with read options, so you have that extra layer of deception. How much of that, I guess, was kind of premeditated over how you wanted to develop this run game over the course of the season? How much of that just kind of a natural response to what you see, even how they want to defend you guys?
All the above. I mean, we've always had it in there, but as you kind of evolve through the year, you know, with each game, you're looking at what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, what tendencies you've created, the personnel that you have to be able to utilize it, because that's the key part of it. How do you utilize all the personnel that you have, whether it's your tight ends, your backs, your receivers? How do you get them in the game? They all have an elite trait somewhere. They wouldn't be in the NFL. How can we utilize that and give us an opportunity to move the ball and score points?
Todd, when you go into a game knowing you're not going to have a guy as integral as Zay Flowers is, and not saying that's going to be the case this week, but it was the case last week, what's the thought process? Is it more this is how our palette of plays might change, or is it more these are the guys that might piecemeal be able to replace the things that he does?
I think the latter. Okay. You know, how are we going to move our pieces around to give us the best chance to score? I mean, that's what we're paid to do, irrespective of who takes the field. Hopefully Zay will be able to go. But if not, we got a lot of really good players. We really do. We're fortunate. We have a lot of really good players, and we anticipate them playing well.
Coach, you mentioned all these guys with elite abilities. I asked you a similar question last year, but having that all these guys with elite abilities, plus Derrick Henry now this year, is this fun for you to draw up these plays and to do all this, play for this?
I don't know if I'd call it fun. when you're in the middle of it, in the season, it's a grind. You know, give it 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully, then you can say then it was fun, you know. You're always working to win the last one. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. All the stats, all the compliments, where you're at, running the ball, throwing it, all that matters is Sunday night and what we put out there Sunday night.
How much did Milano, Johnson, Bernard matter for Buffalo in the way that they want to play defense?
No, they're good football players. I mean, now the guys that they had playing are professional players as well, you know. And that's part of being in the NFL. Everybody goes through injuries, and other guys have to step up, and you got to do a great job as a staff to utilize the pieces that you have. There's a reason they're starters. And I'm sure they're excited to have those guys back. But, again, that doesn't have anything to do with us. I mean, their structure is going to stay the same of how they're going to play it. And we're excited to get after it Sunday night.
All good. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.